Up next on Why So Weekend, a stop on Conrad's Corner. Today, Conrad Balliet speaks with Dayton native Marion Schwilk Thomas. She begins by telling us about her journey into poetry.
After my husband died, I started going to different classes like at Sinclair and Wright State and UD, and I ended up in a poetry class, and I found out from Dr. Pasternak that I can write poetry. And he says, "Do you write poetry?" And I said, "Well, sometimes." "Well, then you're a poet."
And you have a published book?
Yes, I do. The Boat of What I Know.
Where does the title come from?
When I first started going to Dr. Pasternak's class, I turned this poem in thinking, oh, you know, this is okay. And when he returned it for the next class, it had written all over it, "This is a good first draft." And that's when I learned I had to work at poetry.
Uh-huh.
And so this one, that particular title kind of sticks with me because I have to work at it.
There is that title poem in the book, right?
Yes, yes.
We might start by hearing that poem.
Okay, it's dedicated to Dr. Pasternak in my book. The Boat of What I Know. I sit in the boat of what I know, where safety sits erect, hiding the child from predators, secure in her reflection. The anchor sinks into the mud. Now my soul can catch up with me. I will sit here to validate my presence, released from yesterday and tomorrow. Living poems beckon from the waters that carried me forward. I look into the flowing water and become the water. The river bottom releases the mooring. My boat rushes for the rapids. God smiles at my fear. His child is free.
Very good.
Thank you.
And what would you say the boat is here?
The boat is my life.
Okay.
I'm sitting in this life.
And also the life of poetry?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, well, that's a good sampling. I notice you brought me one poem about a poem, and I think it would be worth hearing that one.
Okay.
And this is intended as a funereal dance?
Yes, and my friends from WOW have the instructions that they will put a blue pen in my coffin with this poem.
With this poem?
Mm-hmm. Pavane for a pen. While waiting to die, I will write poetry. Words lining up in my pen, blue ink to please me. I cradle the barrel like a musical instrument, and when the sound begins, I continue the dance. Place this pen in my coffin. Let the ink rise as incense searching for words to praise my creator.
And you say right there you want this pen in your coffin.
That's right. A blue pen.
A blue pen. And you write with blue ink?
Always blue.
You don't use a computer?
I write everything by hand because, to me, that's an art form. And then when I get it finished, I'll put it on the computer and see how it looks on the page.
Okay. A lot of poets that I interview and a lot of poets that I study are aware that poetry comes from some sort of pain or suffering or conflict or angst.
Yes.
I don't hear that in your poetry.
Well, there's some in the poetry in my book.
Okay.
There's some, yes, I've had a troubled childhood, and it's in my book, so.
Oh.
But I've gotten so now I look forward to being somewhere else, and that's my emphasis.
Okay. could we find one of those? Do you remember what one would be an example of that?
A longing observed. I actually had a birth mother and an adoptive mother, and neither of them really wanted me, so I wrote this poem.
Well, that sounds as though it comes from some kind of pain.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
A longing observed. I am an old woman now, and I can talk to you, woman to woman. Come, sit with me. It is time to talk to you about things unsaid. Would you like a cup of tea? Sugar? Cream? Look. See the little girl, the comely one, innocent, waiting to be chosen. You took me home. Now I belong, a completed family. You didn't take my hand. I needed you. I longed for you. When did you wipe my tears and embrace me? I looked for you. In failure and success, happy or sad, I floundered alone. I always thought it was me. How long I waited, wanting a mother. You never came. More tea?
Very moving poem. I can feel the emotion. I find that very effective.
Thank you.
But you also have some other positive ones.
Yes.
How about the collecting seashells? You said you liked that poem.
Yes, I like it because it has a story, a moral story to it.
Okay.
Okay. Collecting seashells. Take a walk on the beach. Feel the white lacy foam brush against your feet, washing away doubt and uncertainty. Pick up those perfect shells, crushed by the pounding surf, surviving for your coffee table, a place of adornment. The sea is a wrecking ball. I am of the many broken shells, swept onto the beach. Remind me why I am here. The sandy shore is my refuge. As for the aged sea turtle, it is a place of risk and renewal, without guarantees. Pick up the broken shell, surviving and full of courage. There is a great beauty left, a life lesson about going on. Turn it over, over again, then again. Unique patterns of sparkling colors, proof that there is a soul left in a simple treasure.
That's lovely, Marion.
Thank you.
I wonder, is there something of the suffering little girl in that, too?
There is, but she's whole at the end.
She's much better. She's enjoying a thing of beauty and is herself a piece of beauty.
Right, right.
Well, thank you. I think you have some very moving poems in some very moving words.
Thank you.
And I'm glad at this age you're able to appreciate and enjoy both the poetry and the life.
It's become my life. Poetry has become my life.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Conrad.
Marion Schwilk-Thomas.